Schneider dictated a pre- and post-bronchodilators for our report on Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 9/10/24, Mrs. Ludlow performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, with a severe impairment of flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Compared to a prior study dated 5/2/24, there's been no significant change. Period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on same patient, Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 9/9/24, Mrs. Ludlow performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulation, her room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient achieved 249 meters in 6 minutes. Paused 3 minutes and 35 seconds due to dyspnea, period. Her saturation at that time was 89%, period. She rapidly recovered and was able to complete the study, showing 93% saturation at the end of the study, period. To paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rosemary Cardon, C-A-R-T-O-N. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 9/10/24, Mrs. Cardon performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.